Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Yes, and welcome once again to Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's particularly tasty edition of Jumping In. As for those listeners lucky enough to be here in the home of Manx Radio, the Isle of Man, this weekend sees the island's capital, Douglas, once again host the Food and Drink Festival, which was on today, if you're listening live, and again on Sunday, when all the island's food and drink makers get together to showcase the very best of the island's rich variety of produce. So what better way to celebrate the fact that a tastier morsel too from the veritable smorgasbord of tuneful jazzy treats inspired by food. So what have you got on the menu, H?
I do indeed have not an entirely healthy diet, but it has to be said, rather a tasty one. I'm going to have some grits, beans and greens. I'm going to have a gingerbread boy, some blueberry ice cream. I'm going to finish off with a coffee break.
And for me, well, a savoury snack, a colourful cyprinus, an oft-tossed treat, and to whet your appetite, an Amish appetizer. Here's Scrapple from the Apple.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who knew that scrapple from the apple was actually a dish? Do you know what it is? Have you ever made a scrapple from the apple?
Is it baked apple of some kind?
No, it does have apple in it. It's actually a cornbread with apple and sausage. It sounds quite good. I might give it a go. Originally written by Charlie Parker back in 1947 and given a new lease of life there by the SWR Big Band, with Magnus Lindgren and John Beasley handling the arranging and conducting duties, whilst also taking seats at the piano and in the woodwind section respectively. The project was put together to celebrate Parker's 100th year and was hoping to tour last year and this, but COVID put paid to that, so hopefully they can regroup and get out later this year. And this wonderful music is on a forthcoming release, Bird Lives, the Charlie Parker Project, which is out on ACT in November, and thank you very much to them for sending us a copy.
Yeah, cracking stuff, I must admit. I really enjoy that one, and haven't heard all the album yet, but if it's all as good as that, it will be getting played quite a lot, I think. I was listening to the new Pat Metheny one, which will feature in a week or two, which is Side-Eye New York, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Really nice. Some old stuff, some new stuff, all live. Had that on, played it twice back-to-back, which is always a good sign. The other night, we'll bring you some of that. We've already featured, I think, the bit of the first track a few weeks ago as an advanced taster, but we have now got the whole album, so we'll feature a little bit more on that in weeks to come. And that is out, I can't remember actually when the new Metheny album is out, later this year.
Out now.
Or is it just out now?
Yeah,
is it? Just out. Excellent stuff. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H. It is our foodie special to celebrate this year's Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival, has been taking place this very day, of course. But don't worry, you can go tomorrow as well. You can also catch myself down there with Christy in the food tent at 3 o'clock doing something with pizza. Don't ask me what. Sounds very dangerous and messy.
Just eat it like everybody else.
Tilbury's day there as well. Yes, and unusual. So all the music this evening is foodie themed. So it's a weird meal, this, because we started off with, yes, well, maybe not. You started off with apple and sausage, did you say?
In the cornbread.
Apple and cornbread, that's not
too
bad.
It's an appetizer, you see.
We're staying healthy with this next dish, grits, beans and greens.
Three.
12 in. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Great stuff, great stuff. Very healthy stuff as well. Grits, beans and greens. Yeah, that's plenty of roughage in that. Recorded during the summer of 1969, the Lost Fontana tapes of Tubby Hayes, released as a twofer, a wonderful box set last year, I think it was, after years in the archives and the usual things coming out again. A great find. 1969, of course, the year in which Neil Armstrong took a giant leap for mankind. The Beatles finished off Abbey Road, and Tubby, or Edward Bryan, to give him his full name, Edward Bryan Hayes, spent 2 days, that's all it took, in a London recording studio trying to get down the sound of his latest band, which many jazz critics thought was his best yet. And in that particular case, Tubby on tenor, also great on flute, and a wonderful vibes player as well, lest we not forget. Mick Pine on piano, Ron Mathewson bass, and Spike Wells at the drums. He was precocious talent, the old Tubby Hayes. Professional at 15, band leader by 20, co-leader of the Jazz Couriers, UK's answer to the Messengers at 22, and then from the late 50s to his death at the rather tender age of 38, due to the usual ravages of drugs and drink, unfortunately. He died in 1973. He was leading world-class combos and big bands. Fantastic recorded legacy. There goes my pen. Oh, never mind. I won't be eating that one then. And yeah, this one is called, it's the title track, the eponymous track from the sessions, Grits, Beans and Greens, a very healthy second course for our foodie special.
So there we are, cornbread and grits, beans and greens. It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good. So a further appetizer from me, from the pen of Dizzy Gillespie and Kenny Clarke. A contrafact, what that you say, of Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, devised by the pair when they were on tour with Ella Fitzgerald in 1942. You can't see it on the a la carte menu. No, you might see it on the bar. Salt peanuts. And fresh indeed, very fast. Salt peanuts, of course, if you're wondering what a contrafact is, it's a tune based on the chord sequence and form of another pre-existing composition. In this case, I Got Rhythm, and that blistering version taken from the 2004 release Parker's Mood. Kenny Barron at the piano, Flavio Boltro on the trumpet. Rosario Bonacorso on the bass, Herlin Riley on the drums, and the wonderful sax of a man we've heard not so much of late, but Stefano Di Battista.
No, we haven't heard from him in a while, must admit. You're right. I don't know when this last one was out.
Asta was the last release, which I put out with Andre Ciccarelli.
I'd love to see him live. I don't think we ever have caught him live, Stefano, as far as I'm aware, but he doesn't seem to play in England that often, but he certainly is active still on the European circuit. And maybe next year, when everything, hopefully, gets back to a degree of normality, whatever that is, might be a chance. Who knows? Who knows? Right, we're going from salty to sweet, and we are cooling things down, quite literally, as well as metaphorically, with some blueberry ice cream. Definitely a peculiar diet, this, starting off with sausages and apples, followed by grits, beans and greens, then having a snack before the meal with some salt peanuts, and then going straight to dessert with blueberry ice cream there. Great track, though, great track, long been a favourite of mine. Ethan Iverson from his album Costumes Are Mandatory. Lee Konitz, the great, and now sadly late, Lee Konitz taking brief alto duties there as well. The wonderful Larry Grenadier anchoring things on the drums and some tastefully laid-back drumming. Larry Grenadier on the bass, I should say, sorry, and some wonderfully laid-back drumming from Jorge Rossi. Good stuff.
And we were fortunate enough to catch him on sax a number of times. And I'm looking at that as a palate freshener, actually, the way things are going. Next, one of my favourite courses, something from the genus Cyprinus, if you're wondering what I said at the start. Fish. And, you know, whether it's a mullet or a snapper, it's hard to beat a red fish. ¶¶ have been many great improvising collectives come out of the London scene over the last 30 years or so, and one of the most enduring is undoubtedly the Fire Collective. That's F-Ire Collective.
F-Ire.
F-
is that
Ire.
How you spell Fire?
Ire. It must be a pirate label. It's one of the founding members there back in 1995, saxophonist and flautist Finn Peters, and Redfish, we just heard, came from his 2006 release, Su Ling. Peters has long been active on the Brazilian music scene, the contemporary classical composition scene via groove, broken beat, house and electronica, and Su Ling was his first straight-ahead jazz album on Ollie Bryce's Babel label, with David Kumu on guitar, Nick Ram on keyboards and piano on that one, Tom Herbert on the bass, Tom Skinner on the drums, and of course Finn Peters on the saxes and flutes.
Terrific stuff. I like that one a lot. Very good indeed. Albeit the diet is getting stranger as we go along. It is our foodie jazz special here on
Main,
Jumpin'
Main course next, is it?
You'd thought so, after the fish. We're actually going for something either you have as a snack or possibly might have with the coffee, which we haven't got to yet. Namely, Gingerbread Boy. We'll be right back.
Teal. Teal.
Miles himself asking the recording producer, Teal Massaro, to play back that take of Gingerbread Boy from his album Miles Smiles, an absolute classic, I must admit. If you haven't got that in your collection or downloaded it, whatever the case may be, do yourself a favour and get it. Wonderful stuff, the likes of Orbits and Circle and Footprints, some of Wayne Shorter's greatest work there as well on that album. Miles himself on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, of course, Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, driving it with the LAN, as they say, Lotus LAN at that, Tony Williams behind the drums, and just Wayne and Herbie left. Is Ron around still? I can't remember now anymore, from the second classic quintet of Miles Davis.
Great stuff indeed. You can't go wrong with any of those, nor indeed anything that we play on this show. Footprints, another great track, isn't it? Time for perhaps a quick palate cleanser. Here comes the Watermelon Man.
This is Mark Elias, saluting Chris and H on Jumpin' In.
have been a bit of an odd meal. But at least we've managed to finish almost with coffee. Almost. The great, much-missed Esbjørn Svendsen EST, when God created the coffee break. From his strange place for Snow album. Dan Berglund double bass, Magnus Erstrom on the drums. Can't beat it.
Fantastic stuff. If you don't know any of that, just go and buy them all, really. And they were brilliant live. And, of course, Rimden, where the boys are now getting out, good band to see as well. And before that, taken from the 2018 release Tour de Horizon, that was David Helbock's Random Control with a Herbie Hancock favourite. And yes, they are just a trio. David mainly on the piano with some 18 albums to his name, age just 34. And From Brubeck to Zavadil is the name of the album, with a collection of reinventions from the trio for a selection of tracks from pianists who influenced him. And between him, David, Andreas Brugger and Johannes Bach play some 23 instruments, and they do it without multi-tracking. The album's up ACT and well worth a listen. Well, it's time for our Just Desserts. I think you had coffee first on this culinary edition of Jumping In, and to get down to the festival tomorrow if you haven't been. But from us, time to toss in a pancake from Anon Bast's album One. They are Polish pair Anna Suda, an electronic music producer and performer with fellow countryman, trumpeter Maciej Fortuna. Bon appétit.
We hope you didn't have indigestion.
See you next week. Thank you.